Blackstone Audio presents The Revolution of the Moon by Andrea Camilleri, translated by Stephen Sartorelli. This book is read by Grover Gardner. Dedication to Rosetta. Chapter 1. The Viceroy opens the session, but someone else closes it. The session of the Holy Royal Council, held at the palace every Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock sharp by the Viceroy, Don Angel de Guzman, Marquis of Castel de Rodrigo, began in customary fashion that day, the 3rd of September, 1677, in keeping with strictly established procedure. First on the agenda, 5 chambermaids opened the windows to let in some fresh air, swept and washed the floor, and dusted and polished the furniture in the great hall. The 6 councillors' armchairs were set up with 3 on either side of the great golden throne reserved for their majesties, the kings of Spain, none of whom had ever, however, had occasion to rest his august buttocks upon it, because none had ever deigned to descend upon the island. The throne sat at the top of 6 great stairs covered with a thick red carpet. To the right of the throne, but a bit forward and lower by 3 stairs, likewise covered in red carpet, stood a smaller throne, less gilded than the other. This was where the Viceroy sat. 4 steps away from the last of the 3 armchairs on the left was a large table with 2 chairs. These were the places of the proto-notary and secretary of the council. On the wall behind the king's throne hung an enormous full-figure portrait of His Majesty Carlos, 4 times life-size. Beside the portrait was an enormous wooden crucifix. The sculptor hadn't quite got Jesus's face right, however. Instead of showing it twisted up in sorrow and agony, he'd given it an expression of rage and indignation. Knowing such a harsh gaze to be upon them, the councillors, none of whom had a clean conscience, felt uneasy and would try, therefore, to avoid looking up at the crucifix. Once the chambermaids had left, the master blacksmith, Alizio Canaruto, came in. It was his responsibility to check the iron framework, completely hidden under the gilded wood, that supported the viceroy's thronelet, which had had to be specially constructed to replace the one used before it. Once the master blacksmith had left, the master measurer, Gaspano Insolia, came in with 2 assistants.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?